The Power Packs Geek Speak. Thanks to the Telstra Store, Mount Barker and Murray Bridge. With Adelaide's tech guy, Richard Pascoe.
One of my favourite people. I would even go as far to say one of my best friends. Richard, welcome.
Thank you, Molly. Same to you. We have that connection now. And morning, Damon.
Hi. Sorry.
Are you here?
I don't want to intrude on this love story that's happening.
Oh, it is so great to have you here. Now, last night, Richard, I had an issue with my dear mother who just could not get her apps working. She was like, why are they all so small? I can't see them. And it appears there's a bit going on with apps. Why do you feel like it still pays to check when you are installing those apps onto your iPhone or your iPad?
It really does. And this applies to Android people as well. So read the user reviews before you download something. I've got to say, if you don't need it, don't install it.
Mm.
That might be number one on there as well. If you look at the reviews at the top, they've always got the five-star ones. Start panning down on the reviews as well, and they might end up being one star on there as well. So have a look at that. Know your device's limitations. So if an app flaunts the features or services or it seems too good to be true, that means it wants to access all your contacts, your microphone, your camera, access all these things. You might want to say, do I really need this? But look out for hidden subscriptions. This is getting bad out there as well. So, yeah, many free apps offer those extra paid premium features and in-app purchases. I saw somebody again thought they were signing up to what was a QR code reader. And I don't know why they thought they needed it, but they thought it was free. $200 came out of their account.
Yes. This has happened to me, Richard, not with a QR thing, but I downloaded this app for, I can't even remember what it was, and it came across like it was free, and then it was like a seven-day trial, and then bang, there goes your $20 or whatever.
Bang. Exactly right. So, you know, if you get suspicious activity or if an app unexpectedly charges you, report it to Apple. And leave a review so that warns others that it's a scam.
All right, well, let's keep playing in this suspicious space because did some people actually attract more spam, more malware than other people? Are they getting hounded more than others?
They do. New stats out from Google, who really are the kings of keeping spam and phishing emails out of your inbox as well. Believe it or not, in Australia, we face two times the odds of attack compared to the United States.
Really?
Now, wow.
Yeah, that stunned me as well because, you know what, we're a bit dumb over here and we keep opening up these crappy emails. So stop doing it, people.
That's
If you're 15 to 64 years old, you've got more odds of experiencing an attack than 18 to 24-year-olds. Mobile only users. So if you just use a smartphone, you just use a tablet, your odds drop by 20%, believe it or not.
Oh, okay.
And Google said this stems from socioeconomic factors related to device ownership and attackers targeting wealthier groups. That might mean the more expensive phone you've got, the less chance you've got of getting attacked. Don't take that as gospel.
Okay.
Google also says it prevents 99% of the over 100 million emails containing spam, phishing links and malware sent out by cyber criminals every day. 100 million every day. Phenomenal
Google.
Figure.
Well done, mate.
Yep.
Well done. Just round of applause. Doing their job.
There we go.
What is Google Photos? I'm a bit confused. Apparently it's getting some new features, but I don't even know what it is. Help me, Richard.
So what phone have you got, Molly?
I've got the iPhone X from 100 years
ago. Yep, very good. No, that's all right. Nothing wrong with that.
Okay,
so,
good.
I encourage Android users and iPhone users to install Google Photos because it will go along and basically back up all your photos and put them, you know, automatically. They don't charge you for it currently. Everything that you upload to Google Photos by June this year is at no charge. So, you know, I've had clients, I had some the other day who beat the previous record, 600,000 photos they've backed up to Google Photos.
Yikes.
Wow.
Happy snapper.
Happy snapper. So I encourage everybody to do it, but it's getting some good new features, a video editor on there as well. which will improve on trimming, stabilising, rotating videos, cropping, adding filters on there as well. And Google Photos itself for things will get portrait blur, portrait light, colour pop, dynamic sky suggestions on there as well. So it's a really, really good thing. So Google Photos getting some great new features. And that's probably just before they're going to start charging come June this year.
So Google Photos, you reckon that's the go over the iCloud storage system?
I do both, Molly.
Oh, both, yeah.
You know. Do both. Yeah, and Google Photos, people have got to remember, doesn't take any space on your device at all. So if you're running out of space, I always say, back all your photos up to Google Photos. Then you can actually remove them from your device because they're always there and you can open the Google Photos app and still see all your photos.
Crap Tech of the Week. I said Crap Tech of the Week.
Richard Pascoe's Crap Tech of the Week.
All right, Richard, let's navigate this minefield.
Here we go. If you've got kids in the car, you might want to put your fingers in their ears right now if they get upset about adult things as well. It's the Q Cellmate chastity cage for men out there. Hang on for the ride here, folks. It's okay as well. So they believe that a true chastity experience is one that keeps the wearer away from control over their own devices. A bit like keeping you lock the dog in the yard. Let's just say that. As well. So they're describing these things as a better fit. They've got a short and a long model, smoother edges. Why would you have edges that weren't smooth if you're going to wear this stupid thing as well on there as well?
Yeah.
It unlocks via Bluetooth on an app. I'm going to get to that in a second. It's waterproof. Thank God for that. Safe for taking showers and bathing. And they say distance is no longer a factor in key holding. So you can authorize a key holder from anywhere in the world to gain control over your cage as well.
Reason
I'm bringing this stupid thing up is that they actually had a security problem and they had to issue out a very quick update to the app because it turns out hackers could actually lock it down permanently and never be able to get it off you.
That's horrendous.
Yes.
So what, is that a hospital trip? How else would you get it off?
I think it'd be a down to the metal shop to get it cut off.
Oh, my God. No, thank you.
Yep. I think just playing those type of games, always just going to be a little bit dangerous. So the QLD, Cellmate Chastity Cage, not for us. But Richard, it's always good to hear from you. AdelaideTechGuy.com.au. If you've got any tech needs, not necessarily chastity cages, you don't have any expertise in them, Richard?
No, none at all, and don't want to know either as well.
You can get in touch with Richard. We'll do it again next Wednesday.
Look forward to it.